My name's Bob Dennis. I grew up in Brazil. My parents were missionaries there. And yes, I did go to school with Mark Stuckey. He's a little older than me, but we were there. My parents were missionaries teaching at that MK school, and also directed it for many years. I was always the good kid on the outside. I knew the rules because they would explain them to me, and it made sense. I saw kids misbehaving and rebelling, and it didn't really make sense to me. There's a lot less conflict if you just did what you were told. And avoiding conflict actually quickly became a trend in my life. I had a rocky relationship with my dad in high school. He was critical, and I was a high schooler. I found myself often obeying him just to get out of having to explain myself to him. I got really good at hiding my rebellion and just doing it in ways that I knew he wouldn't see or at times that he wasn't around. Anything to avoid facing him or my sin. I do believe that I was saved early on when I was 6 or 7. I understood at least the basics of the gospel, but just in a really shallow way. Sin is part of our nature, and it's not part of God's. His justice requires absolute perfection because it's absolute justice. No matter how good I thought I was or how small my sin seemed at the time, I was lost on my own. The same way that even a small drop of mud in drinking water ruins it completely, sin corrupts entirely. And my sin was not a small drop. I knew I needed a savior, and Christ was that savior. He paid the price for me, and it wasn't something I could earn. God's love for me is what saved me from myself. While I believed it, I valued it so little for so long. My junior year of high school, we came back to the States for furlough, and I had the chance to live on the Master's College campus. My parents got to teach a missions class and hang out with the international students there. I got to hang out with cool college kids, and I was just in high school, so that was fun. Between starting at Hart High School, which was over 3,000 kids, my school was 30 before, and starting my first job, I found myself for the first time in the world. Drugs, girls, possessions, it was all of a sudden right in front of me. I felt like every time I made a new friend, I discovered that all they cared about was one of those things and made friendships really hard. I actually had teachers that would bash Christianity in class, and I wouldn't speak up. I had never needed to before. Suddenly, Christianity began to make sense. It wasn't just being good because that was what was expected. It wasn't a list of rules or just a group of people that shared the same belief. I witnessed homes falling apart, people going through, friends committing suicide, and just all that suffering, and for some reason turning to me for counsel or help, and I was able to step in, had opportunities to discuss faith, creation and evolution, the nature of evil with some of my teachers and even coworkers, and the truth that I so shallowly believed started working its way out in every area of my life. The gospel wasn't just for me at salvation. It's the guiding source of the rest of my walk. Since that pivotal point in my life, God has been growing me and maturing me in ways that I never thought possible. I enjoy getting deeper and deeper in his word because it's the clearest picture that I have of him, and I want to get to know him better. I want to spend time talking with him because he's my father and he loves me. I can trust that every step of my life is in his control, because he's proven that he'll care for me over and over again. It's only by God's grace that I've made it this far. Apart from him, I would be lost in my own foolishness. I'm constantly brought back to the powerful words in Ephesians 2. You are dead in your trespasses and sins in which you formerly walked, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Thank you.